I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. Time to check in with Anna Carter and get a latest update on all things Leeds Rhinos. Anna, welcome back to the podcast. How are things?
Yeah, really good. Busy. You know, we've already started putting steps in place to prep up for Super League and making sure we're ready to go for 2021. But in the meantime, kind of loads and loads of short-term things happening here. So it's good. Yeah, really busy.
I noticed as well, recently you've announced plans for the new community programmes?
Yeah, so we've, that's ongoing. So we deliver mini netball, which we've done now for quite some time. And it's basically an opportunity for anyone 4 years of age upwards to get into netball. So the community side of it really is about widening participation, giving as many different opportunities to as many people as possible to play netball. So it's quite ambitious. You know, some of the plans that we've got within the community programme will take time to get it where we need to be, but things like the mini netball, you know, we can't put enough sessions on to cope with the demand, and I think that's the legacy that's been carried through from England Netball recently and the success we've had from the girls at the top end. You know, everybody wants to play netball, which is fabulous.
I saw something, aren't you doubling the size of the under-12s from something like 6 to 12 and more all the time, really?
Yeah, the demand's huge. I think the difficulty we have is getting enough coaches in place and trained up to deliver the way we want those sessions to be delivered. The demand's massive. We've got more and more of those every year. I think currently we've got about 7 hubs that deliver minis right the way through to our under 15 hubs as well, and we've also just this year launched the Futures hubs as well. A lot of the county delivery finishes at under 15s, as a lot of people will know. So we wanted to open up a community programme for a bit of a Futures element, so any girls that are late developers, you know, have found netball late and maybe grow into performance at some point. We didn't just want their journey to end under 15s. We wanted to give them another option. And also girls deciding later on in their lives that netball's for them, we wanted to present that vehicle to people.
You'll be looking at new locations all the time. I noticed that there was a new hub in Otley.
Yeah, that's right. So the first one was on Friday. We had 10 girls turn up for the first session. And what we tend to find with a lot of the hubs is it's word of mouth. So often they'll start off quite slow. You know, some of the girls won't always put themselves forward very easily, but a couple of the friends go, and then each week the numbers build and build, so hopefully we get to capacity, and then there's opportunity to grow more from Otley or look into locations near where we can hopefully put another one on and so on.
But then when you get figures like that, even though there was only 10 at the first one, you must feel a little bit of confidence that it's a good starting block. There's definitely a need to put something on in that area.
Oh yeah, I mean, usually it comes from the schools or the colleges approach of, yeah, and say we've got, you know, 50 odd girls that turn up for netball practice on a Thursday. They want to do more, and we can't facilitate it. Is there any chance that Leeds Rhinos Netball can come in and support us to grow netball outside of school, which we gladly do? You know, we want as many girls as possible watching Super League netball, feeling part of our journey from community to performance, and obviously in 2021 entering Super League. So we want as many people engaged in netball, particularly under Leeds Rhinos Netball, and you know, supporting us from the sidelines come 2021.
And you attach a name like Rhinos to it as well. Incredible support from them so far.
Yeah, I mean, the club have been brilliant. They've been really embraced women's sport on the whole. They've got the women's Super League team that won the grand final this year. You know, the support around them has been amazing, from the sports science support, nutrition, performance analysis and so on, to making sure that they've got the best coaches around the girls, you know, the things that really matter.
Since the last time we spoke, those pathway coaches have been announced. How pleased are you with that team behind the team?
Really happy. We've got a lot of different coaches involved this year. You know, we've had quite a lot put themselves forward from different clubs. And, you know, we're really keen in Yorkshire to drive the standard of coaching. It's something that we're incredibly passionate about. I think in previous years we've relied very much on one club to provide us with the majority of the talent, and that's not sustainable. You know, we want to have a big diverse group of athletes to select from different clubs, so we need to educate and support the coaches within the region to be able to give us what we need ultimately, and what England Netball are telling us they want as well. And you know, that's hard. You know, it's hard as well for the coaches to put themselves forward in an environment that they're not used to. But we have got good systems in place. We've got Maggie Birkinshaw part-time with Rhinos as a mentor, and Emily Perris is also a recognised mentor. So we've got two very, very good mentors in place here at Rhinos to support the coaches coming through and make sure that they're delivering the Rhinos way, and they've always got that consistent message as well that's been delivered to the players. So yeah, really excited. The feedback so far from the coaches that have been involved this year is really positive, that they feel, you know, supported and really part of our family here at Rhinos.
Lots of partnerships will be coming on board all the time. Tell me a bit about the one with Barnsley College.
Barnsley approached us. They're really keen and quite visionary, really, on how they want to push sport forward at their college. And we get players all the time saying to us, you know, where shall we go to college to get a balance of netball and his studies. So what we're starting to do is look at colleges like Barnsley, who, you know, want to improve their netball infrastructure, get great players that they can support that are in the performance pathway, and support them with, you know, time management and, you know, any extra support that they're probably not getting in, you know, generic colleges that are probably academic first and you do netball in your own time. That's nothing to do with us, that's just what you guys do. Whereas Barnsley are probably looking at more of a holistic approach around the athlete outside of what they do with Rhinos, and are really keen to engage with us and see what the support mechanisms outside of Rhinos might look like on a day-to-day. So as I said, time management, any welfare issues, making sure that they're getting quality training. If we have any feedback about any individual players that the coach that's based at Barnsley is in a position to be able to work with the individual athletes on any key technical or tactical things away from Rhinos. So it's just making sure that, again, there's that consistent message between what we're doing at Rhinos and where the girls might be seeking other support, whether it is at the college or the club, or for the younger girls at the county academies as well.
Have you got that debut squad penciled in? Are you ready?
Oh, I wish.
Any names in there that
have
said,
"Oh, yes, go on." I've got the dream team in my head, Andy.
Say again?
I've got the dream team in my head. But I think it might take me outside of the salary cap, so I might have to to rethink some of it. But no, in all seriousness, we're getting really excited. Dan officially starts on the 25th of November. Is at our dinner on the 23rd that we're having with Tracy. He's part of that evening, and it's a bit of a welcome to Yorkshire for Dan. And then he starts on that Monday, and then we'll get down to a little bit more nitty-gritty. Meanwhile, I've been looking kind of at the support around the athletes and what the day-to-day training will look like for them, you know, what support a Rhino's offering as well, that, you know, we don't know in netball what the professional teams always do. So I'm meeting the key people to see what they do, how they do it, and then if we can put that into netball, if it's relevant, and we'll make our programme as elite as we possibly can make it.
Hopefully you've seen by now, Sportswoman Dinner, you're going to be hosting with Tracy. Even to have somebody like that agree to do something like this.
Yeah, I mean, Tracy's just brilliant. I mean, I think anyone that's known Tracy, she's just passionate about the game and massively passionate about people. And she's always been a great advocate supporting Super League teams. And even when I was at Loughborough, you know, she came down on a couple of occasions and had a chat to me and then coached the girls on any kind of key areas that I felt we needed support in. She did that with all the franchises. And it's just great to be able to have that relationship with performance coaches like Tracy, really. And I think for us, you know, she has got an association with Yorkshire, not as tight as the North West, but she did work and live in Yorkshire for a period of time and play for what was Yorkshire Carnegie back in the day when Super League was first launched. So, you know, she has a lot of connections and a lot of friends here, and we just want to celebrate her success, really. And I think secondary to that is also with our entry into 2021, making a lot of the sponsors at Leeds Rhinos aware of netball and kind of an evening to celebrate not just netball but also performance coaching and leadership. So there will be a lot of that that's touched on. We've got a legend coming from the Rhinos in JJB, who's recently retired, and he'll be talking about his journey with the Rhinos and you know, some of his career highlights. So there's a lot going on that evening, but the messages are really a celebration of sport, getting sponsors on board, welcoming Dan again to Yorkshire, as I touched on earlier, and you know, somebody who's incredibly passionate about Leeds Rhinos and everything they've done for him in JJB, kind of talking about that as well. So it should be a really fun night.
Dinner and dancing, that's going to be a hugely entertaining part of the evening.
Yeah, is that the main sell for you, Andy? The dinner and the dancing?
Well, the dinner bit.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a night for people to let their hair down as well, you know, and see Tracy and listen to her stories. I know myself, I hear stuff from the girls about the silly stuff they get up to and things behind closed doors, but also just to get an insight from Tracy on the how a little bit and what's different, how has this legacy been created. And our Tracy's incredibly humble about everything that's been achieved and the team around her being so important and integral to her success. But, you know, even for me as a coach, just to hear that, how she put those people in place around her, how she identified them, and you know, I'm sure there'll be a few funny stories about the Roses girls and some behind-the-scenes footages as well about what's gone on.
It's going to be taking place at the Emerald Stadium in Headingley.
Yeah, it's the 23rd of November.
Between 7 and late, I expect?
Yes, it's, all our details are on her website. So arrival at 7 for a 7:30 sit-down, drinks on arrival, you know, orange juice, etc. And I mean, I'm sure some people won't mind knowing that there's a bit of gin on tap as well. As you said, dinner and speeches integrated within the evening, so nobody's listening to anybody on an empty tummy. So, you know, the speeches are integrated into the events of the evening.
Are tickets quite reasonable for something like this? Have you kept it as low as possible, really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a £60 a ticket for your dinner, your welcome drink, and obviously speeches and dancing at the end. I think that's pretty normal.
And how can we find out more of this? Just on the website, Leeds Rhinos.
Yeah, that's right. So there's more information on leedsrhinosnetball.net.
We're bringing everyone together to a global netball team. And what that's doing is helping those countries and those women and men as well that don't have the opportunity to be able to create their own choices and bring us all together.
Sport is sport, but what it allows you to do is it empowers you. So it allows you to say on the netball court, no, or yes, or be part of something that gives you a voice.
Campaigns like this are super important, but more so in netball. We've got such a huge community all over the world, but we're not working together at this current point in time. And creating choices is bringing us together because we can do more together than what we can do separately.
I chose to form a trust that focuses on enabling young female athletes to reach their potential.
I choose to be a part of the global team.
53 years ago, at the age of 10, I chose netball. For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
This year's Red Bull Switch Up is taking place at Manchester's Event City on the 23rd of November. You can enter online your team at redbull.com/switchup. And Tamsin Greenway has been telling us more about this year's event.
Well, it's great. It's run by Red Bull. The game is really cool. It's only played on half a court. And there's only four players on the court and all of them can shoot. You can shoot outside the circle as well. So it kind of is about the all-round player. And literally, whenever the ball gets turned over, it goes back to another centre pass to the opposition. So the fitness in it is immense as well. And just the skill to get the flow completely with your four players onto attack and then straight into defence and work together as a unit as well as an individual is amazing.
It sounds like the players who take part in it will get so much out of it. It's just really energetic style of the game.
Yeah, look, I think that netball as a brand is growing, and I think the likes of Red Bull being on board is absolutely amazing, seeing the potential of the sport and putting their own spin on it as well, which is what Switch Up is all about. I think for me it showcases netball at its very best, and as a coach I actually look at it and go, well, you know, when you're playing full seven-a-side, your aim is to get the ball on your centre pass. To me, this kind of really helps all different age groups as well, those youngsters getting into the mindset of getting that ball through the court and getting it down quickly to the centre pass, but also every single centre wing attack player that I speak to reckons they're a shooter as well, so it kind of gives them the opportunity to have a crack and not have to be 6'3" to be in the circle. But I think it just shows the exposure of the game now, and it's great that we can have spin-offs that are so effective.
As you said, it just raises that interest and raises awareness of the main game, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely, and I think the great thing about Red Bull Switch Up is it's offering it out there to the clubs and to the players as well, their opportunity to get to have this mainstream competition against other top clubs, universities, players in the country, and get their own version of it, because it's important not only we're getting spectators, people talking about the game more, but also playing the game.
It's the extra backing as well from people like Red Bull.
Yeah, definitely. And it just brings credibility to the sport. I remember when we first went to WASPs and Jaguar Land Rover become your mainline sponsor on your dress. You know, it, for me, that shows the intent. And when big companies like Red Bull get involved, you know, the sport's onto a winner. And I think that's been really important for the game moving forward, and we've seen that grow in the last few seasons. It also shows how much interest there is outside sort of our little netball bubble now, that other companies and brands are wanting to get involved and see the potential of the sport.
Thanks for your support as always. Lots going on. Remember, you can send us a tweet. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.